There's a statue in the middle of Manchester in St. Anne's Square. I was passing it a few Saturdays ago with somebody who's a visitor to the city, and I pointed to this statue, and I said, "That's a statue of Jesus." And she said, "No, it's not. It's a man or somebody sort of lying under a blanket on a park bench. You can't see the face. You can't see the person. How can that be Jesus?" And I said, "Look more closely. Have a look at the feet that are sticking out of the end of the blanket." Does anybody know this statue? How many of us have seen it? Very few of us. How many of us have been in St. Anne's Square? I mean, sure, yeah, okay. What is the point of making a statue that almost nobody notices? When you look at the feet, there are holes in the feet. The name of this work is Homeless Jesus. It was made by a Canadian sculptor, Timothy Schmaltz, and there are copies of it now all around the world, certainly over 100 copies in very many cities. There was an attempt to get a copy of this put outside Westminster Central Hall in London. The planning application was turned down. I quote, "The proposed sculpture would fail to maintain or improve the character or appearance of the Parliament Square conservation area, owing to its location within the City Council's monument saturation zone." Yeah, okay. This statue is there. And yet every day, hundreds, perhaps thousands of people just walk past it and they don't realize what is going on. But it wasn't so different way back when Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Jesus was born in the stable or whatever it quite was. The scholars argue about these things. But he was born in a place that wasn't particularly noticeable. And Bethlehem, we assume, was really busy because of the census. There were people crowding all around in the streets, and most of them just walking past without the slightest idea that over 2,000 years later, we would still be talking about the event that happened that day. There is no blazing light within this stable. And although there is a story about a star, it doesn't seem that very many people noticed this star. It seems you had to be looking quite hard to be able to spot it. And as Jesus' life went on, strange things like this kept happening. Jesus would do incredible miracles and then try to hush them up, trying not to let the story get out of what was happening. He dies on the cross in full view of the public. But when he comes back to life, when he is resurrected from the dead, he comes to, well, a few hundred. And we know the stories of just a handful of these people. And they are very strange stories indeed. There's something about this story of Jesus and the Christmas story in particular that says that to work this out, you have to be prepared to work quite hard. Yeah, the shepherds were out in the field and they had no idea that anything special was going to happen that evening. They were at work. They were doing what they always did. And suddenly there was a blazing light and there were angels. And the shepherds were terrified. This was an incredible experience. But the word of the angel is, don't dwell on this. The whole point of this is just to tell you where to go. Go to Bethlehem. Go and find the baby in the place where you won't find an incredible display. Go and find this baby, not in the palace, but wrapped in strips of cloth and laid in a manger. And they travel from their amazing experience of the angels to a sight that at first glance just appears to be very, very ordinary, except that it is exactly as the angels had said it would be. And those wise men, those magi who made that journey, they had to travel, they had to find Jesus. They had to acknowledge when they made a mistake and went to the palace and get redirected. And eventually they see the star over at where the child is in Bethlehem. And what joy is in them. And yet in the building, just a mum, just a dad, just a baby, just the sort of thing that happens every day, many, many times. When the shepherds hear the words of the angel says, "This will be the sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." I suppose the angels appearing to them and all the bright lights surrounding that was a bit of a sign as well. It was, wow, look here. Or rather, not look here, but look over there. Don't waste your time thinking too much about the bright light and the spectacular display. The real sign pointing to who this person is a manger. An animal feeding trough and strips of cloth. Not the one who we expected, and probably not the one that we wanted either. And for us at Christmas time, there are all sorts of signs pointing us in various directions at Christmas. And perhaps for some, the sign that drew us here tonight was the candlelight. We love the atmosphere of a service like this one. Our city is full of signs, Christmas trees, decorations, shops full of goods, carol concerts, all sorts of things. But they are all really only of use to us if they point us to that sign that the angels spoke about. If they point us to the Jesus that it is very easy to walk past. The Jesus where it's very easy to think, oh, well, nothing much going on here. And goodness me, for many of us, in the rush up to Christmas, there is so much going on and so much happening that it is very, very easy just to walk past. So here we have it, a manger scene, and in there a baby. And the message, this is what God with us looks like. How can that be? How can it be possible? Well, it says in our story that Mary pondered these things. She spends a lot of time thinking about it. The question is not, is Jesus God? Although that is a good question to ask. But perhaps the bigger question at Christmas time is, if Jesus is God come amongst us, who is God? What is God like? What sort of God comes and visits the world in this way? A God who is utterly wonderful. A God who cares about us. You know, in my former life, but in my former studies, I used to do quite a bit of science. And there's a famous quote by a scientist who was describing quantum mechanics. And he said, it's not that it is more complicated than we imagined. He said, it's more complicated than we could have imagined. And God, at Christmas, is both wonderfully simple. He comes as a baby. But more amazing, more wonderful, more complicated than we could have imagined. And yet, because he comes in this way, he's so easy just to walk past thinking, not much going on here. But for those who will draw near, for those who will come close, something amazing can happen. So I want to encourage you this Christmas time. Yes, enjoy the fun, enjoy everything, enjoy your Christmas dinner, enjoy whatever you're doing. But don't walk past the one that we know as Emmanuel, God with us. If you want to talk further about this, I'd be delighted to speak with you after the service, or perhaps after Christmas we could sort of get together and have a chat and talk an awful lot more about this amazing man, Jesus Christ. But whatever you do this Christmas, don't pass him by.